Welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you guys are doing great on this Monday night. I hope you guys had a great and awesome weekend. Tonight will be Revelations chapter 20. I hope you guys will enjoy this. We have just a couple of more chapters to go. And after I do tonight, actually two more chapters. So we're almost through with the book of Revelations. If you guys don't believe in physical and spiritual war battles, I don't know what to tell you then, because it is real. It's, since I've been doing Revelations, I mentioned this before, I have been through so many physical and spiritual war battles that it's not even funny. I got sick last year. And, you know, you can say, well, sickness just happens to us. You get sick. There's also a spiritual battle with sickness. Satan and those demons. That's why it's called the spirit of infirmities. If you read, Jesus cast out the spirit of infirmities that were up on people. They will latch on because Satan wants you to stop. He doesn't want you serving Christ. He doesn't want you spreading his word. He wants you to be stopped on every corner. So if he has to put sickness upon you, he will do it. And for the times that we are living in here in these end time signs, the word of God, Satan will fight anybody tooth and nail to get them to stop. He does not want no one. He doesn't care who you are, where you from. If God has called you to anoint you and you are choosing to walk with Christ, Satan and those demons will come at you with all their power and might to stop you. They will try to weaken you down, hoping that you will give up, whether if they have to do something to you physically or mentally or make you sick. And a lot of times when you go to the doctors and all your test results is coming back negative and people starting to say you're a hypochondriac, it's because Satan and those demons are in behind it. Satan is making you sick, but yet there's nothing that the doctors, the scientists, and the doctors can see. So they want to say it's all in your head. But what they don't realize that there's a spiritual sense to this. Satan knows how to make you sick, to make you look crazy, and that's why he wants to make you stop in your tracks, to make people to look at you in a different way, to make people think you're a hypochondriac or you're just having mental problems, that there's nothing wrong with you. And some doctors will send you to a psychiatrist and have you to talk to a therapist and a psychiatrist, and then they write you a prescription out. Because Satan is trying to keep you bound under all this medication. And then sometimes you can go to the doctor and you might test positive for certain viruses or diseases out here. And you don't actually have it, but the Lord sent you the true prophets of God to tell you the doctors are wrong. But you are trying to stand on faith. And every time you go to the doctor and they're doing blood work and they're like, oh, your numbers are high this time. We've got to put you on this prescription to get your numbers down low. All that's a lie of Satan to keep you deceived, hoping to make you give up where you don't want to do nothing and get you in a place where you don't want nothing to do with Christ. Where it makes the prophets look like liars, but they were telling you the truth. He don't want you to have the faith. He wants you to keep on. Satan is trying to destroy you where you no longer have your faith, because Satan knows what he once had. Those demons lost everything, and they know what you will gain if they can't stop you. It's hard to keep the faith. Just like when Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on water and the dark clouds, those storm clouds come and Peter sank and Jesus said, O ye of little faith. See, Satan knows when he starts throwing these obstacles around every time we go to the doctor and they're saying your numbers are not coming out right or your numbers are too low. We got to get them up and you can't be balanced. And you know, the Lord said, it all will come out negative. Satan is doing everything in his power to make Christ look like a liar, to make the people he sent look like a liar. to make you lose your faith, to make you sink into water, like Peter did, to put them storm clouds out there. But you got to keep saying, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke those spirit of infirmities. I rebuke you, Satan. I rebuke you, demons. You get off of me. You get off of my family. Always remember to keep rebuking, rebuking in the name of Jesus. Tell Satan, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I am healed by Jesus' wounds. I am healed. It is written in Scripture. He bore my sins into my body, and I am healed. That's what you got to remember. It's hard to have the faith. I know I've been there. Been there several times. Makes me feel like I want to give up and say, forget it. But that's what Satan is wanting. Then he sits back and laughs at you when you do those things. Don't give Satan an inch where he's going to be laughing and mocking you. He knows who to send to you to make you give up. He knows who to send to you to discourage you. And say, see, what good is it doing you to have all this faith and pray and read and fast and do all these things and the doctor's still telling you, where's your God at? You look at them people and say, I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. You have no faith, but my faith is in Jesus Christ alone, and I will die knowing what the Lord has told me. If he says the doctors are wrong, then I will go to my grave, because this is an attack of Satan, and Satan does not want to let go for some reason. But Satan will at the end if I have to die. Many people, that's a way he can deceive your family, saying, well, my parents or grandparents believed. They believed that it was all a lie to what the doctors was told them. Told them about their health, and they would not believe the doctors for nothing in the world. They kept saying they didn't have the virus, they didn't have this, they didn't have that. And still would go to church and pray, but wouldn't believe nothing the doctor said. Sometimes they wouldn't even take their medicine. And that's what Satan is doing to your children, to get them focused on your situation. When you knew the truth, but you're dead and gone, but your children's going to remember that and like, why? Why serve a God? They say he doesn't lie, but he lied to my parents, said they didn't have it. The doctors would discover it. Because the doctors are not walking in the Spirit. Because your preacher that you went to is not telling you the truth, that it's Satan latching on to deceive the children and grandchildren at seeing your parents or grandparents suffer with the sickness. You got to realize when Satan and those demons are in behind it, and when they will not let go, because it takes multiple people to stand in agreement with one another and pray. And Satan knows all of you are not going to come together as one body and stand in agreement and pray them off of that person. They know this. They know you're going to ridicule it. They know you're going to doubt it. So they're not going nowhere. They're going to let you think what you want to think. And they're going to play on your thoughts on it to keep you deceived. But I am going to take a short break here. And then we're going to get started in chapter 20 of Revelations. I hope you enjoyed what I had to say there. But physical and spiritual war battles is real as the day is long. But I'm going to come back to chapter 20 and let's take this break. All right, folks, thank you for that short break. We are back here, I'm back. I don't know why I said we. Well, I guess you include Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the angels. It's we. So, there you go. I read, if you're new and listening to this podcast, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. So, if you like, get your Bible and read along with me. So, I'm going ahead and get started. I'm going to be reading all of chapter 20. So, listen up and follow along. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. That this is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. See, as we go back and we read chapter 20, this goes back with chapter 13 about the beast and the Antichrist and taking the mark of the beast. And verse 4 here says, And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. See, you need to be careful here, because the mark, you don't want to take the mark of the beast in no form, fashion, way. It may start out small where it seems good. People will use deceiving words, smooth talking words. Oh, if you take this mark, you just go to the grocery store or go to any convenience store and you can buy what you want. If you own anything and you want to sell it, you can sell it with what you have, because you've got that mark in your hand. But you need to be careful, because when you take that mark, you're hell bound. You don't want to worship the beast. It's rather you die and not worship the beast or take that mark. It's best you stay firm in your faith. Oh, you're going to get weak. You're going to become weak-minded, because the angels from when the Euphrates River fully dries up, the angels, the four angels under it, will come out and torment people day and night. There will be no rest. People will not sleep. You will hide out. The locust that's going to be tormenting people the 5 months, as in Revelation chapter 9. From the bottomless pit, they come out. You know, all these things is going to be going on, and people will be so tormented. But you got to get through that torment. You don't want to die and go to hell. You don't want to receive the mark in your hands or in your forehead. Don't ever let anybody show you, oh, it's so easy and simple. Don't follow after the crowd that gets it. Your own family, your own friends, people that you think your neighbors. You might see your neighbors having it all, but in the end, they have nothing, but you will gain everything. Just don't take that mark. Remember, Satan, it gets locked up into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years so that he cannot deceive anybody else on earth. He's deceiving people now in so many different ways. He's got so many people blinded and deceived by so many things, drugs, alcohol, prostitution. And not only that, there's a lot more involved, and all you got to do is look around and see how Satan has people deceived. He's even got people thinking they're Christians, and these people that think they're Christians have their own self deceived, and people they're going to church with are deceived by these people, and the people that they go to church with has got them deceived, making them think they're in good standings with God, and they're not. That's why it says, not everybody says, Lord, Lord, will enter in into the kingdom of heaven. Not everybody that cast out demons and prophesy will enter in into the kingdom of heaven. He says, I'll tell you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Just because you go to church and read your Bible and listen to gospel music and you pay your tithes and offerings doesn't mean you're going to heaven. That's the biggest lie of deceitment Satan has on people right now. And people think that's what you're supposed to do. You got to have a relationship with Christ. You got to know Christ. You got to have that personal 101 with Him. But many of you think all it is, you just wake up in the morning and say your prayers and you go about your day. You can have all types of attitude problems, but it tells you in Scripture, if you're arrogant, you will go to hell for your arrogance. It is written that way. Do not be arrogant. It's a sin against Christ to be arrogant. Watch your attitude. And I've said this time and time before, you won't help nobody either but your own self, but you think you're going to heaven. Let me tell you, don't deceive yourself because you can prophesy and cast out demons. Because that don't always get it just because you can prophesy. Even myself, as I come to you telling you about what revelations or anything about Scripture, I could die tonight and go to hell. I could die tomorrow and go to hell. I could die 5 years from now and go to hell. Because it's about having a personal relationship with Christ. Just because I come on here and talk about this stuff and talk about God or give you a word of prophecy, and just like you see on all these other social media, the prophetic words of the day, and people saying, oh, this is a prophetic word, and you're so drawn into it. You need to quit that, because those people can die and go to hell just as well. I could come on here every single day and prophesy, and it doesn't mean I'm on my way to heaven. It can mean I'm on my way to hell. You got to discern people that's prophesying to you. And if you're not sure at the beginning of it, just be quiet and watch the actions of the people. Sooner or later, that person will tell off on themselves, or the Lord will finally reveal it to you by who that person is. That's why it says, many will prophesy in my name, many will cast out demons in my name, but I still tell them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. That's why he says, not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, will enter in into the kingdom of heaven. Always remember that. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't have a way to a Bible and times get hard and they say if you carry a Bible, you will go to jail or be killed, and you're listening to this, always remember what I just said there. Many will say, Lord, Lord, but still not enter in. Always remember, not everybody who comes to you and prophesies will make it into the kingdom of heaven. Many preachers been pastors of churches for 30 years. They prophesied. The church prophesies. They believed in the Spirit and they seen demons cast out of people. They saw salvations. They saw miracles. And the preacher still died after 30 years and went to hell. Why? Because he or she did not have a personal relationship with Christ. Maybe they had hatred in their heart and they turned hate into love and love into hate. Maybe they rather believe lies. Maybe they rather turn the truth into lies. Maybe they were misinforming their congregation, because it tells you, as a minister of Christ, as a minister of the gospel, you are responsible for the souls of the people of this world. You've got to watch how you bring the gospel, because you're responsible. Many preachers preach this once saved, always saved, but you better watch it, because that's not true. And there's plenty of scriptures to back that up. It's even written in Revelations it's not true, but you twisting that around. But you are responsible for the souls of the people. You get out here on drugs and fornicate and do alcohol and all this stuff and have an affair and you say, oh, I was saved, I'm heaven bound. That's not true. You can't do that and say, I was saved, so all that's forgiven. That is not true. Many people looks at that they can do this because they were saved. That's why Satan has deceived so many people through all of this. Because he wants you to miss heaven. He wants Christ to say, I never knew you. He laughs at you in the pits of hell, face to face. He's laughing at you now. We've got to look. See, and it says in verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Is your children, your little small child, are they written in the Lamb's book of life? Or will your child take the mark? See, you can be saved and you can still take the mark of the beast, but you gave your soul over to Satan. That once saved, always saved will not cover that. Remember that. Once you receive the mark of the beast so you can buy and sell, you're hell bound. There's no repenting after that. You're automatically hell bound. Even your child will go to hell for receiving that. Either you get your child in the Lamb's Book of Life and teach them the truth so they can go into the kingdom of heaven. So when the rapture does take place, that God will rapture your children. Did you know there will be 8 and 12-year-old children left behind? There will be teenagers walking around, and we as adults have said they're innocent. But in the eyes of God, they're not innocent like in our eyes, because our ways is not God's ways. Many children will be left to defend for themselves. Many children are dabbling in witchcraft because they think it's fun. And if the Lord should come back, your child will be left behind for that reason, because they made a choice to dabble in witchcraft. Some of your parents are allowing it to happen. And then you think they're too innocent. You think God's looking at them as being innocent, that he will get them. They're just innocent souls. They don't know right from wrong. You as the adult, you as the parent or grandparent or the teacher, are to teach them right from wrong. There will be children in heaven. There will be children in hell, just like the adult. But y'all don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear stuff like this. You want to look at it a total different way, but a lot of you will be sadly disappointed. And many people are dead now or sadly disappointed, just like the rich man wanted to come back and warn. But Father Abraham said, you can't. But they got the prophets to listen to. You got the children of God to listen to tell you the truth. But it's up to you to learn the truth. But if you don't want to accept the truth, that's on you. Many people are about to be sadly disappointed because they allow Satan to deceive them so much in this world. And look what scripture says. They all ended up in hell. The false prophet that comes and deceives many by doing all these miracles and building this beast, and they want you to worship the beast, and you can't worship the beast, only one true God. Don't ever worship a graven image. Don't worship the beast that's going to be built. Revelation 13 tells you. And the false prophet will do all these miracles. The Antichrist will do these miracles, and people will fall for it, and your children will fall for it. And that's why they will take the mark and all these smooth talk. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. It's best. It is best. We do not take the mark and die for the name of Jesus to inherit the kingdom of heaven. We are going into some tough times. and many people won't get stored up on food and necessities that they're going to need to survive. They say God's going to take care of them. Yes, God's taking care of you, but he also warns you. He sends people to warn, but you say it's all fear tactics. But if you're not buying up food and think it's too negative or that's fear, and you're starving and you have no food in your home when the famine hits because you would not obey the children of God that he sent to tell you to get stored up. Times are coming. Rough times are coming. Famine is going to hit the land to get stored up. He gave you plenty of time. Read about Joseph. He told Joseph to get stored up because a famine was going to hit. And he told the people how to go about it. But if the people, if Joseph and them said, no, you're going to take care of me through it, they would have starved to death. They would have died because they did not obey God. That's the same way as it is now. If you don't obey God through the true children of Christ, you will starve through this famine. You will not know how to make it. You will kill your own children because you would have starved your children by not getting stored up. You think God's going to help you through the famine when he's telling you to store up because he knows there's going to be a food shortage. You're selling him short. Quit selling him short and obey him. He says, my children will perish without the lack of wisdom and knowledge. And most of you are proving that. And in these next few months, probably years to come, you will see. I'm telling you, things are about to get tough. And are you going to allow Satan to keep deceiving you more and more? That's another way Satan's got a hold on people saying, Christ will take care of me. Christ will take care of me. He won't allow nothing to happen. So stop using fear. And Satan's sitting back at your foolishness and laughing at you, all them demons in hell sitting back laughing at you because you listen to their lies saying Christ will help you through all of this. Yeah, that's the truth. He will help you through it, but he's telling you what to do now to store up before it hits so you don't starve in a famine. Many of you are going to perish because you will not store up on food. And God was telling you the whole time to go get stored up. You are not using your wisdom and knowledge, but you allow Satan to deceive you. Just by saying, he will take care of me. He always takes care of his children. But you got to obey him. That's like going out and trying to climb a light pole and touch electrical wire. And in the South, we have what you call light poles with wires running. They're not under the streets or under the ground like in these bigger cities. They're actually live wires that hang in the air on tall poles, and they call them light poles in the South. You've got to know how to use wisdom and knowledge and not to be foolish with your life. Haven't you all ever heard that story about a man? A flood came and God sent him a boat to help him, and he told the boat to go on. No, God will save me. So the boat leaves. So a second boat comes. And by this time, the water is up to his chest. And he tells that second boat to go on by him. Say, no, God will save me. That boat leaves. And by this time, a third boat comes. and the water is up to his mouth, and he tells them, no, go on, God, to save me. That third boat leaves, and the man ended up drowning, and he's standing before Christ, and he says, I thought you were going to save me. He said, I did. I sent you three boats, but you rejected them. You need to think about that. You reject everything Christ is sending you. When he sends you help, you reject it. Why reject what he's trying to send to you? Because you lack wisdom and knowledge. You got to recognize when he's sending you help in your times of trouble, when he's going to warn you to stock up and store up on food and other necessities to get you to survive a famine that is coming. And you're warning, but you won't disobey it. But when things go wrong and you start losing everything and you start going hungry, you'll be the one want to take the mark of the beast to go. And so you can buy you some food. You rather give your soul over to the devil then. Because you can't stand to be hungry. That's how he's going to deceive you. You're supposed to be walking in wisdom and knowledge of the Lord, but you walk in foolishness. You'd rather be deceived than to know the truth. And it tells you, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So are you going to allow the false prophet to deceive you? Make these smooth talking words. And when it's time for this false prophet and the Antichrist to come and do all these miracles and deceive people and start telling you, get this mark. Many of you listen to the false prophets all over social media. You're so deceived by them, you can't even tell they're false. You think they're real, but they're fake. And God's fixing to tear them down. If you're easily deceived and manipulated now, you will be when the Antichrist comes. Many of you fall for anything. You've got to stand in your faith. Oh yes, Satan's going to come and shake you up to your core. He's going to bring all harm upon you. He's going to do all he can. I can tell by the views talking about revelations or anything pertaining to religion. I can tell on my YouTube channel or on this podcast how many people will entertain and how many listeners I can get. But when it comes to God, or anything that pertains to God, you all shy away. You don't want to hear it. And we look around and see what's going on in the world, and still that's not enough to put the fear of Christ in you, to bring you to repentance and start wanting to know more about the Word of God and get you back on your feet with Him. Because you'd rather die and go to hell. You have made Satan your God. You don't want to hear the truth about the wrath and vengeance of Christ. You don't want to hear about that. All you care about is the love and mercy and compassion and forgiveness. But don't you dare take that for granted. Some might even say for weakness. Oh yeah, he's a loving, merciful Savior. We serve such a loving, merciful, companion, forgiving God. But he tells you his wrath and vengeance is mighty. and you keep continuing in your evil deeds and overlooking his children and doing his children wrong and denying them and stealing from them, he will come with vengeance. And we're seeing it. And he warns you through nature. And all through the Bible, he speaks with nature, destroying nature. And he tells us how he will come back and the signs of the end. And it's all written in scripture and everything happening. Think about how Russia's cut the grain supplies off. And now I saw something where over in India, they have cut off the imports to where you cannot get any more rice from India. And if you can't get your rice, and you love rice, and you can't get grain, how you expect to eat bread? How you expect to have rice for your meal? And you're not even stored up on this. Some of you won't even be able to eat hot dogs or a skillet of fried potatoes every day or pinto beans every day because you think it's bad for your health. Some of you wouldn't even know how to eat bologna sandwiches because you think it's bad for your health. Well, if you don't have grain, there won't be no bread, so you couldn't make a bologna sandwich now, can you? But you can eat bologna if there is a way possible for you to get that bologna. You can eat it by itself. But many of you are afraid it'll harm your health because you've been taught it's bad for your health. It's either that, to eat something, to keep your strength up, or die of starvation. The choice is yours at the end, because it's your life. And I told you, I've done videos on YouTube, and it's here on the podcast, The Rich Will Fall. Rich Men Weep and Howl is one of the podcast episodes here. James chapter 5, I believe it is. Rich men weep and howl, and we're fixing to live in that time. Chapter 18 of Revelations tells you about the merchants will close because nobody will be able to buy. And when a famine hits, many people won't be able to go to the businesses and buy anything. That's beauty supplies. Famine's not always just about food. It could be medical supplies. It could be medicine. It could be all your soaps that you need to bathe with. All the stuff that you love and enjoy to keep yourself clean will be gone. Because if there's no jobs for you to work to go to these other places and buy that off the shelves, and you're not able to work, how are you going to buy any beauty supplies to keep clean? A lot of you will lose your homes. This is what happens during a famine. Everybody is stripped. We are headed in for some hard, rough time, and Satan has deceived so many people through the riches. Scripture tells you for a man to gain the world and lose his own soul. So you tell me you rather have all the riches of the world and you rather have all that the world offers and all its worldly goods and lose your own soul to go to the pits of hell for all eternity. Satan has deceived your mind so bad. And many of you will get mad at Christ when you lose everything you have, especially those who've been serving Christ for many years. All because you were selfish. All because you rather have the riches and not share it with somebody. And you're claiming to be Christian. And Christ is going to take it all away from you. And you will blaspheme his name. And you don't want nothing else to do with him. Many of you will be ready to blaspheme the name of Christ. You're all about to wake up and see the truth, and it's about to slap you in the face. Don't let Satan deceive you any more than what he is. Don't let him send people to you to deceive you. And be careful when you're watching people on YouTube or any other social media claiming to be prophets. Be careful, discern them. Because they could just be in it for the riches, for fame. This is all I have for you. Next week will be chapter 21, be about the New Jerusalem. Or not next week, in a couple of days. I'm looking to about Thursday or Friday to do chapter 21. So, thank you for listening. Share with your family and friends.